A new Ipsos study finds that millennials are listening to more radio than other generations are. Many of them spend more time on audio even than they do on social media. To be sure, they aren't listening to radio on radios. They're doing it on their phones. This puzzles me, since I thought phones were designed to be cameras. This millennial rediscovery of radio is a good thing. The almighty image leaves little to the imagination, unless, of course, we're talking about a Picasso. But on radio, when you hear a voice, you imagine what the person looks like. When you hear a situation being described on radio or a story being told, you want to imagine the movie version inside your head. I'm old enough, in fact, to barely remember when radio still reigned as king. My first Lone Ranger experience, for example, was on radio. When I saw the Lone Ranger on black and white TV, a 17-inch screen, a few years later, I was disappointed at how ordinary the Lone Ranger's mask looked. My imaginary portrait of his mask, I thought, had been much more lavish. The great poet Wallace Stevens never went to Europe on principle because he said Paris would always be much more interesting in the imagination of it. Imagination can be dangerous, but without it, we'd have a dull life and hardly any new ideas. So I welcome the return to radio of a new generation. By the way, since I'm on radio myself right now, you might want to imagine what I look like. Let me save you the trouble. I'm about 6 feet, 2 inches tall, and look just like the young Robert Redford. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.